Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You haven't seen Dune Part 2 yet? There's a scene in the movie where Timothée Chalamet rides a sandworm for the very first time.
Look out!
He took his dirty pills today. She doesn't drink anymore at all. And I mistook her hangover for being mad at me. I see she's, yeah. No, honey, I love you. Beck called me and said, I love you. And it was like,
I love you. Do you want the Dermot plane?
Oh my God. And that was lobster mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Like my favorite thing all night. Not everybody's, mine. I thought just the combo was spectacular.
You know what I heard over the weekend, Mike? A new name for mashed potatoes.
What's that?
Irish guacamole.
Probably why I love it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
The opening segment of The Mike O'Mara Show today is entitled Why I Don't Have Friends by Mike O'Mara.
To be fair, Mike, that's often the title of the opening segment.
Rob, I am as God made me.
I know, we all are. We all are.
But, and let me preface what I'm going to tell you, the story I'm going to tell you, because I have to be very careful, because there are others involved, and I'm not, going to violate anybody's name or privacy or anything
right.
like that, because
it's not relevant.
Right. Because, and also, I am taking the hit on this one, okay? I am taking the blame on this one. So, we are invited to an absolutely spectacular wine dinner by a friend of mine down at Happy Valley.
Okay.
And it was an item that he got in an auction that I did, and I didn't know until after it was over. So we'd love to have you come, and I'm like, oh my God, I'd be honored.
Oh, that auction from a few months back.
Yes,
he bought the wine dinner. That's
great.
What
a thrill!
Yeah,
and everything you would expect,
and a little recognition finally, please.
No, I mean, this is a friend before the auction. This wasn't a random thing.
Yeah, but still,
I was still, and am still. Delighted, thrilled, absolutely magnificent evening, really, really terrific, and I can't tell you how grateful I am. I am literally going out today to get stationery that is appropriate to send a handwritten thank you note, because I don't do that very often anymore.
You don't have
in this day.
You don't have embossed stationery already.
Well, I should. I should have little notes.
I have that
because I think I read an article that said, you know, an email's fine, a text is fine, but in a techie world we have, I think it's an old tradition that goes over fairly well.
Carries a lot of weight, I believe. Yes,
I think it does, and so that's how much it meant to me. where to begin? Everything fine, laughs, delight.
What time did you arrive? What was the call time? The
6 p.m.
Perfect. That's a great time.
And absolutely, you know, I don't want to overstate it. I absolutely adore the guy that invited us. Really? No, just a super nice, smart, funny, wonderful, interesting individual. So the whole dinner was spectacular. At the conclusion, I won't bore you with the details, but it was super nice, and I was honored to be there.
Can I,
at the
you
end,
know,
yes.
I would not be doing my job if I didn't ask you what was served. Just
No, because that's too much detail.
It is.
For some reason, I'm paranoid about giving detail out.
Okay, but it was delicious. Multi-course meal, I'm guessing?
Multi-course meal.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah.
I will say one particular dish.
Okay.
That was a side dish that I will make an effort to make myself, and I didn't put it together when it was mentioned, but when I had it, oh my God, and that was lobster mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, right?
No.
Like my favorite thing all night. Not everybody's, mine. I thought just the combo was spectacular.
You know what I heard over the weekend, Mike? A new name for mashed potatoes.
What's that?
Irish guacamole.
Probably why I loved it. At the conclusion, with multi courses, all paired with delicious, phenomenal wine, which gets you a little tipsy, especially when the extent of my imbibing is usually maybe if I'm having two pops after a round of golf once a week.
Yeah,
it's a rarity.
Uh-huh.
That's how little I imbibe. The only time I imbibe now, a lot, usually regularly, is bowling night.
Right.
And even that, I'm going to scale back because it's not fun. And as Carla said to me this morning when she was venturing out to work, I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. And she's talking about the morning after, which I am also suffering too.
Yeah.
So in retrospect, the decision when the offer was made to have a one nightcap before we ventured out, one of the couples begged off, and the other three couples, the host, myself, and another couple stayed for one.
Okay.
I can't give you tremendous detail other than to say I have a philosophy that when it comes to political discussions, quite often my conclusion is nothing, and I say this to people often, when it's not in a joking way, because I am singled out at Happy Valley, because I have always been singled out at every place I have played golf.
Your reputation precedes you, yes.
Golf is a red sport. Make no mistake about that. No matter where you are, it is a red sport. It is. Show me a place that's not. I suppose you could find places, but I'm not sure where they are. Mm-hmm. And my philosophy is, I'm not going to tell you, you're not going to say anything to me, and I'm not going to say anything to you that's going to change your mind. So I'd rather not go through the exercise.
Do you feel that's understood by both sides?
No. No, I've come to that conclusion after years and years. I know now, being as divided as we are. But at the same time, the Irish in me causes me to enjoy, not lust after, but enjoy a wonderfully spirited political discussion. It is part of my DNA.
Well, you come by it honestly. You can remember, I know you've said this, being in bed and hearing your parents and siblings and their friends arguing in a friendly but spirited way into the night. That's a pastime for your
family. Up in Maine, my uncle, who was a Nixon Republican, and my aunt, and we say aunt in my part of the world. Don't think I'm a snob or anything like that. But she was a she was left of left. Mm-hmm. And my father, I would describe as a moderate Democrat.
Okay.
And I think, as somebody might have said during our discussion, if there's such a thing. anyway, so sorry. I don't know. Sorry. So the combination, but certainly,
yes.
If there has been any level of drinking involved, logic would dictate one would not get into that kind of a discussion.
Right.
Where it goes wrong for me on occasion is when I'm not going to say, because I don't remember the details, because I had a few glasses of wine.
Right.
I believe that even when the subject was broached, not by me, but by the other person, I still could have easily and successfully negotiated my way out of it with a sentence or three or four words. You don't have to do that, Mike. This is me talking to me right now.
Right, right. You know? I understand.
Maybe I should do this, you know?
This is deep in your thoughts.
Mike, why are you engaging? You know you're not supposed to. It's so much fun for me. It's so much real fun. It's all fun until somebody gets pissed off.
Yeah.
I know, but I look at it like sport. It's not sport. It's a divided country. Don't ruin an evening with your selfishness. I'm sorry. No, you're not. Maybe not. Let me. turn that off.
That fellow comes out when you've had wine.
Now, yes. I should also say, I am unaware, because my friend who invited me was standing there while this was going on, and I am unaware of, because we've never had a discussion of it, of what his proclivity is. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care at all. I don't care who you like. I have friends, multiple friends, many friends that are red state people all the way. And I am, my balls are busted routinely at Happy Valley yesterday on the driving range. A guy looked over at me from four slots down and said, "Mike, your make
what?
Your Make America Great Again rangefinder is in the pro shop." I'd lost my rangefinder. And I laughed. And they laughed. And nobody even gives it a second thought. It is funny.
Yeah.
It is, I move on with life. Life is good. If you're not getting your chops busted, you're not being liked. That's the way. And I moved on. With not even it's, and then 5 minutes later I'm having a conversation with the same guy and it's no problem. However, when I don't know someone, and I have run into this now twice, where I don't know you, I don't think like you, I don't want to think like you, nothing that you will ever tell me will change my mind, it can't happen. Not with things the way they are with your candidate right now. Can't happen. So what should I do? I should break it off. Because nothing good is going to happen. And was it over the top? No, but it was definitely a moment of minor tenseness. You know, not the kind, not an evening ruiner, but I should say not something I woke up today feeling good about. And I have to purge here because I didn't even do this with my wife. I didn't even share this with my wife.
You have in the past had evening ruiners.
I have had what I describe as the apology tour. I was talking to a guy about it yesterday. I've done many, many apology tours. You haven't. You have fallen and done your little thing, but you know me because we've been together for a million years, and you know that I have to do an apology tour because I can get mean.
When we get to that point in
like
the
Johnny
evening.
Like Johnny Carson got mean.
Yeah. When we get to that point in the evening, we tend to go in different directions. And it's,
you get one of your kids to drive you home, and I go to the third location.
Exactly.
And it's not good. But technically, even when
the kids were 12.
Technically, even though this was across the hall, this was going to a second location. And I've also mentioned that many times. Not much good can come of going to the second location.
And the third location, forget about it.
No, if it's just the third location, something horrible will happen.
Yep.
And someone will get hurt emotionally or physically.
Yeah. Sometimes both.
So, it's why I entitled this, Why I Don't Have Friends by Mike O'Meara. Do I think that it was a deal breaker? Absolutely not. I certainly think it's a deal breaker with this particular individual, but that doesn't bother me. Because I feel exactly the same way. I have no desire to do that. And people think differently. Everybody thinks about things in their own way, and I'm fine with that. What is selfish on my end is to engage with the feeling inside that, you know, here's how I process it, Rob. I process it like this guy gets no blowback from any of his pals. I can tell by the way I'm being talked to.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm not the guy that's going to passively sit there and nod and smile. I can't do it. You know that. I don't have the chip.
You're right.
I wish I had the chip because it would make me feel better the next day, especially when there's been alcohol involved.
Yeah.
But were there personal insults? Maybe in one direction towards me that I wasn't really thrilled about. You know, something about character and that type of thing. And it's like, are you kidding me? Right? I mean, are you kidding me? And so it was what happened. But it didn't take away from the fact that I had an absolutely wonderful time. But down here, somebody pointed out to me that where I live is in the reddest county in the reddest state in the union.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe some states are tied, but Florida was purple at one point. It's not anymore. It's a red state. So this is the reddest county, the reddest area, the two counties that I
and you are in the thick of it. Was there a moment in that second location, without being in specific, that flipped a switch that you said now is the time that he's going too far? Because, you know, I know that deep down you didn't want to do this. It was like a saturation.
Maybe deep down. Look, first of all, there was nothing during the dinner. Nothing at all. It was wonderful. Nice things were said. Toasts were made. That type of thing. It was beautiful. It immediately
you didn't yell at the one point, at one point during the dinner. You didn't yell, Joe Biden would love this dinner.
It was quick because it was that time of the night, and I just wasn't having any, and I didn't feel like having any, and you know, it's just they feel wronged. We feel wronged.
Everybody does.
Everybody feels wronged. Mm-hmm. And I'm not here to, I don't do it that much on the show, not as much as I used to, because people know me. They know what I'm about. And there are people that I still have that listen to the show that think differently politically than I do. But I also believe, as our friends over at the Lincoln Project would articulate, that we are in rather significant times when it comes to our democracy. I believe that. I believe that. Do I think that one guy could make the walls tumble down? I don't think so. I truly don't believe that. There are people that do. I don't believe that.
But what is the ancient Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times?
Yeah.
We are in the middle of interesting times right now.
We are in times that I never, ever could have possibly imagined would be like this. I just never in a million years. But if you look at the history of it, you probably say, I get it. I see where it came from.
Do you think it would help if you turned to our Lord and bought one of those Trump Bibles?
A Make America Great Again Bible?
Yeah, exactly. A
Isn't
Bible
that what
with
they
the,
are?
Yeah, well, it's a Bible with the American flag on the front of it.
Right. Reminds me of my Bible salesman joke that I've told on this show. For, you know, the guy with a stutter that ends up getting a job and sells 500 Bibles when the other guys are selling like 20 and 30. And he comes back with a stutter to his... You know, and by the way, Joe Biden has a stutter. And when he comes back, the boss says, would you like to tell people, what's your secret? He said, well, I go to the front door. And I said, do you want to buy a Bible or do you want me to read it to you? Bada bing, bada boom. Here. Matt, you ever hear that one?
I have not. That's actually new to me.
Yeah, glad you laughed.
Everything
anyway, moving
old
right
is
along.
New again, Mike.
There we go. That's it. It was interesting, but as I said, I wake up with that weird remorse that you have, you know, because it's like, you know, I didn't need to do that.
No, but
it
felt
like my friend. I didn't want to rock the boat.
But it felt like the right thing to do at the time.
I don't think the guy is rockable. The host. I don't think so. I don't think he's got that chip. I don't think.
Okay, good.
I don't think he's phased
because he's the guy you like.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
that doesn't change, and I hope it doesn't change. But I would understand if it was tense. But no, I wouldn't. No, I don't
phone the host when we finish the show. Phone the host and see if he's blocked your number. That'll be your first clue.
That's it. I think perhaps the fact that yesterday, the 64 years on the planet, also my body felt as though it was truly falling apart.
Yeah,
my back hurt. I had a knee injury, my eye that I discussed earlier. I called the ophthalmologist today. He can't prescribe the steroid he was going to put in it last time, but I'm getting niacin drops or whatever.
Mike.
What is that, Rob? You know medicine.
That's an antibiotic, it sounds like.
Really?
Erythromycin?
Really?
Yeah, I think it's an antibiotic.
Mac, what's erythromycin in?
Never heard of it. I can look it up.
Do you have a computer there?
Ron,
that
Mac,
you can look
you come
it up?
Oh, Mac had a loss in the family. We're sorry for his loss. I'm not going to pick on you.
Doesn't mean he can't Google.
You only say that because you're in another state. But
it's
anyway.
Antibiotic.
Okay. All right. Well,
hey,
that's
how
good.
About that?
Well, we'll see
Got
what
it
happens.
Right. Mike, an anxious.
And my cuticle hurt.
That's what I was going to ask about. An anxious nation awaits an update on your middle finger.
Cuticle, eyeball, back, knee. Could have cried.
Now, your cuticle today, is it still in pain? Is it red? Is it tender?
It's more tender, but it's not as red.
That's good. Did you soak it in Epsom salt?
No. Oh, it's right there. It's right there. It's
Show
right,
us your cuticle, Mike.
There it is, Rob.
I recommended that shot for our thumbnail yesterday, and Max said he didn't think that Mike flipping off the audience was the image we wanted to go to sort of portray.
Well, I probably would have sided with Mr. Spiewak on that one. That's just the way it goes. So that might have contributed to, but I was in a perfectly, well, no. Sometimes when I'm not feeling well, when I'm sore or I'm in pain or something's going on, I kind of self-medicate, and that's not good either.
No.
But I didn't go crazy. I didn't get any extras when I was sitting at the table. I didn't ask for an extra pour. Didn't. Thought it'd be rude.
Were the pours very precise?
I don't know.
Now, the nightcap following the pours, what was your, what did you have?
I didn't finish it.
Mike, I didn't ask if you finished it. I asked what it was.
Irish.
Ah, yeah. Not great to go from one to a stronger brand.
Nope.
No, and but you know what? Yeah. Just being social.
And then I'm so paranoid that I wake up in the morning and I expect that Mrs. O'Mara will give me the will give me, you know, the cold shoulder, and I mistook her horrible. She doesn't drink anymore at all, really, and I mistook her hangover for, you know, being mad at me. I see. She's no, honey, I love you. In fact, called me and said, "I love you." And it was like,
I love you. Do you want the dermaplane or the hydrofacial today?
God bless her.
I'll look away while I do that for
sure. She's got three today. God love her, supporting me in the way. You know what it's like. You have a working wife. It's wonderful. Nice that they're out there slaying the dragon.
Yes, it's the best.
Carla O'Mara, my wife, otherwise known as my pension.
Yeah, well, you know, she's turning to her subjects, her clients, and saying, do you understand the importance of hydration?
Did you ever do anything outside of your own behavior?
Yeah.
And I know you don't mind talking about this.
No,
because
no.
You when I think this validates your path in life when you hear this, right?
Yeah,
you say,
sure.
I don't miss that. Did you ever, outside of hurting yourself,
mm-hmm.
have to do an apology for something that you did, said, acted like to anybody during the years of your raging alcoholism?
I did apologize after the nasty fall at the Christmas party.
That was doing it to yourself, though, right? But even though Oscar said this week, and I think maybe there's a chance. Hey, Mac, what would you say the odds of Oscar coming back on the bonus show tomorrow will be?
1%.
Oh, what? He's not going to be?
I doubt it.
Why? And can you tell me why?
Just we're running around everywhere.
It's still not going well?
I mean, it's going well, but it's just a lot to do.
Okay.
It's still a disaster, Mac?
No.
Okay, just
checking. Got things under control, but it's still, we got a time crunch, kind of.
Well, I will implore you. I'd like to have him on the bonus show, so I need you to work harder after this show's done today.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
I know you're going through something. I'm sorry. I'm a monster. This is probably
you're not.
Lingering effects.
No,
of
no, you know what? That's sometimes what the best way to deal with grief is to stay busy.
So outside of the fall and being handled, you've never really been, you know, it enhances your regular personality, which is kind of jovial and goofy.
I was a happy drunk. I mean, mm-hmm. that's probably one of the reasons why I stuck with it. I was good at it.
Yeah, but sad. You were a lonely drunk, too.
Could be.
I mean,
yeah.
But,
well, I mean,
could
it's,
be. It was
well,
you drank in private by yourself.
Well, yeah, but there were times that I drank with others, and that
of
was
course
great.
There were times you drank with others, but you know, I mean, well, hey, you made it 2 years. I'm not gonna, you know, do that.
Day
but
is young,
you,
though.
I one day at a time, right?
Mike, great show and great motto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I am interested when you say could be. Why do you say that when I said lonely? You know that was probably one of the best signs, right? By yourself doing that.
Yeah,
is
but
what
I mean, don't you think lonely indicates sadness?
Yes,
I was
Rob,
never
I do.
That. Well, I mean, I was never that sad.
Because you were pickled.
Exactly. So,
right.
I mean, it's hard to say. Maybe not lonely, maybe an individualized drunk, maybe a drunk that was independent. It might be a better word.
It was a lonely activity.
It was. It's a singularly a solitary activity.
You interacted with people online.
Sometimes, yeah. I would call people,
you know.
Yeah. But probably some phone calls that weren't great, that people were anxious to get off the phone with you. But then there were those that were great.
Now, would you wake up in the morning when you would do that, and would you have the presence of mind to realize that you know, maybe I shouldn't have made that phone call, and maybe I was a little tedious with this person?
Yeah,
you mentioned it right here.
Yeah, but there are people that were great. My dad was the greatest person to talk to when I was slammed, because if he'd had a few beers too, we could easily go hour and a half, 2 hours talking. And so that was nice. That was I don't want to try.
And people don't, this is a true thing.
Yeah,
you don't realize that even your own family members are easier to talk to sometimes when you've had a little lubrication. That's true.
I'm not giving
anybody any kind of bulletin here. I mean,
no,
that's
it's true. It does.
Pretty much common knowledge, but
it loosens you up.
When my mom, God rest her soul, when she was alive, I would pointedly call her with positive information. When something had gone well with my kids, or something had gone well with me, that's when I really loved to call her. Outside of that, I would also call her if I, you know, was a little tipsy once in a while. But I would rarely call her, you know, when I was in real despair. Unless, I mean, real despair, I might call her, you know. And
would you have called her last night?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But you know what? God bless her. Oh, man, would she be good to talk to for this particular subject matter. You know what I mean? Because, you know, my mom was a large influence on me, maybe more so, much more so than my father, with that, especially as she got older. It was nice. And, you know, when you get older, here's the bulletin, folks. You don't have as many of those people to do that with anymore.
No.
That's just the way it goes. And it by the way, I always talk about my sister had a nice little text exchange with her, which was very, very nice, checking in on her. And
she's in Hawaii, right?
Yeah. And at a certain point, why are you laughing at that?
Because I think it's great that she really has a great life.
Life.
And she enjoys it to the fullest.
And she's north of 70 now, so that's good for her, right?
She doesn't look it.
She does
she
not look
wonderful.
It.
Because
she's very physically fit.
Loves her good life.
She, you know, she enjoys, they both enjoy each other's company, and they like to travel. And I say, if they have the means to do it, you know, who am I to ask them to peel off a couple of bills for their struggling brother?
Yeah. Well, God, I would think that the support would go to their beloved nephew.
Well, the nephew, I think, does very well, too. You know, he's very happy because he is getting out of school today. This is his last day, and then he has spring break next week.
Oh, okay. I thought it was...
I drove him to school today, and I am talking... I didn't process it because we went to the dinner last night. He stayed at Gammy's house last night, and I picked him up, and he is manic. He is giggling. He is doing shtick. He is, and that's not drive to school, Michael.
Right.
He's not mopey, but he's usually not really, you know, in a fantastic mood. And then I realize, oh, aha, there it is.
Yeah.
The last day before the big break, and
he feels it.
Yeah. We're taping late today because I originally was going to go into his school because they are having, speaking of Hawaii, they're having a luau today.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a luau. And
was that organized by your sister?
I have no idea who it was organized. No, she's far away.
Via Zoom?
She's far away, Rob.
The school luau.
I repaired my air conditioning in here. I'm turning it off now.
Oh, too cold for you.
Freezing.
So I thought you were going to go to the luau.
I was, but they moved it. They moved it from a non-worker's time to a further non-worker's time.
To ensure no fathers could go? Is that the deal?
They moved it from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. 8:30, I could have gotten away with it. I had already scheduled for a taping, but I have to do the prep of this show. And
8:30 is the perfect time for a luau. And
if they moved it earlier to 8 o'clock, it would have been better. Since they moved it later, I couldn't do my work for the show and tape this show.
Kids would be crabby at an
And by the
luau,
way, because he was in the mood this morning, didn't blink. Could care less. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Doing his shtick. And, you know.
And you missed the luau.
By the way, I heard a... There it is. Is this from South Pacific?
No, this is from Paradise Hawaiian Style, an Elvis movie.
Kind of nice.
Hawaii, USA.
Speaking of Hawaii, no, speaking of dads.
Yes,
I got
dads.
I've got, hey, Mac.
Yes, Mike.
Would you like to hear a good dad joke?
Sure, I love dad jokes.
Why does the Easter Bunny hide his eggs?
Why does he?
Because he doesn't want anybody to know that he's been banging chickens.
That's not a dad joke.
No, it's not a dad
joke. That's a dirty joke.
That's a dirty joke. But it was told from a kid to a dad who laughed, so I thought I'd share that. Got that one online today. Take that one home, huh? That'll be a real mood enhancer, right?
When Robert was in the thick of his cancer treatment and he was doing a tremendous amount of steroids and it gave him a temper, a really bad temper, and we had to sort of deal with it growing up, when he was growing up. And somehow, I just blamed it on his mother, but the temper was definitely there, and one time he got in, I forget exactly what he did that was so wrong on the ramp up to Easter. I don't know if it was on Monday, Thursday, or Good Friday, or when, but he got very upset, and he yelled to his sister, "Oh, that's great, Julia. Now we're in trouble, and the rabbit's not going to bring us any candy."
The rabbit. The rabbit.
And I just love the fact that he just called him the rabbit.
Are you doing anything for the holiday? Are you doing anything?
We have both kids home, so I'll cook dinner on Sunday, which will be nice. And but we don't do any egg-related activities anymore.
We will get Michael an Easter basket again, but we are, for the first Easter in my memory with my wife Carla, we are doing nada, niente, nothing.
Yeah, we might do a candy basket for the kids. They still love their candy. But Robert is moving on to other interests other than Easter. He phoned me last weekend, and he went to a casino in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and walked away with $850 profit.
Really? What was his game of choice?
He said, "I couldn't lose at blackjack, Dad." I said,
"There it is.
Son, that's good, but don't think that happens all the time."
Was that the first time he'd ever gone to a casino on his own that you are aware of?
I believe it was the first time that he went with his friends, yeah.
You go to Charlestown?
No, he went to some place in Pittsburgh, because that's that's closer to Morgantown.
That's right, in that part of the it's closer to Pennsylvania.
And
that's
he said,
right.
"Dad, I was hitting on 12 and pulling nines." I said, "Robert, that's fantastic. It doesn't happen all the time."
That's not the laws of probability there. Well, good for him. So
he said, "I was walking to cash out." And he said that he was staggering because he'd had a lot of the free drinks. And he said, "Oh, Mike, you're allergic to profit."
Sorry,
he said, "And
that.
On the way to the place where you cash out, there's another blackjack table." I said, "That's what they do." He said, "I dropped $100 and hit a blackjack."
Hey, listen.
And I said, "Son, it doesn't always happen like that. But
you know,
it's great when it works."
You know, there's this guy, Vegas Matt, that I want to get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He is a guy that puts up videos playing slots. Very good quality.
Right.
And he bets more than I could ever bet on my best day. So I like it. I look at him and I live vicariously. All right. Carla reaches out to Vegas Matt.
Mm-hmm.
He puts up a phone number underneath his contact info that says 123-456-7890.
Okay.
So what is that about? What is that, just being, you're making a little joke? Is that what you're doing? Is that what he's trying to do?
Of course, it's not a real phone number.
No, of course it's not a real phone number. And so Carla, and that tells me that maybe the little put your information here, reach out here, probably not going there either. But he also had, if you'd like to be an affiliate, blah, 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 and all
yeah,
this
well,
stuff.
Invariably at his YouTube homepage, and I'm sure he has one because he's so followed.
He's got a website.
Yeah, well, there's got to be a contact us. And obviously
hey, Mac,
it won't
Mac,
be
go,
fun.
Mac, go to Vegas Matt right now. Vegas Matt, I think it's VegasMatt.com, and bring up a picture of that website. I'll show you the guy I'm talking about. And I'm going to speak to him right now and hope that he gets this. Vegas Matt, this is Mike O'Mara.
Listen,
how you doing?
Please.
I'm a heritage disc jockey and podcaster. And for the longest time, I've also been somewhat of a degenerate gambler. But I've weaned myself off of the habit because my resources, Vegas Matt, are no longer what they were. So what I've chosen to do, Vegas Matt, is I've chosen to...
I really expected he'd look like that, too.
I've chosen to live vicariously through you and your son when you're making your fabulous videos, and I love that you lay it all on the line, and you bet big, and I'm highly entertained.
Is his son also named Vegas something?
No.
No, okay.
Don't... I... stay out of this. I'm trying
to get
a guest.
You know what? This was wrong.
Okay?
I withdraw.
I want you to don't put the Shecky chip away because I'm trying to say, hey, Vegas Matt, how are you? Oh, there's the camera. Vegas Matt, I'd really love to get you on the show because I'd like to find out how you did it, when you started doing it, what you do it with. How do you get the bankroll to do that? You know, do you have other interests and stuff like that? How's it going? That's all. I'm fascinated by the way you live your life. I think you make these videos almost every day. So you're in a casino. It's just, to me, it's an activity that I adore. I love doing that. I call it self-hypnosis. You don't. You're out there talking to your son and talking to his buddies and talking to everybody around you, and you're entertaining me because I like watching you play the games, and you have great video quality as well. So Vegas Matt, if you see this, please get in touch with me. I'd love to have you on the show because I'm a fan, believe it or not. All right, you can take that down now, Mac. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'd like to have him on the show. Would be excited. Now,
for someone who is in a casino all the time, he has a lovely tan.
He does have a lovely tan. And I'm talking, he bets like $80, $100, $250 a pull on slot machines. Can you imagine that?
No,
would you
I
like
can't.
To watch that, Rob? Wouldn't it be fun to watch that? Watch a guy do that?
I'd like to watch him win. I bet he doesn't win all the time, right?
No, he's very honest about that, too. He shows you when they go into the hole, which I love, too, because it's like you are experiencing whether or not. Hold on. Carla's calling here right now. Hold on,
or maybe it's Vegas Matt.
Hey, Carla, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to let you know.
Oops.
Got his way. He's going.
Hold on.
He's going home with Finley.
Oh, he's going home with Finley today. So they're leaving after the luau.
Yeah. So he ended up leaving with Finley at the luau. So yeah, he's super jacked. And
is Finley the maintenance man?
Like, you know, I know you have some plans with him.
Rob wanted to know if Finley was the. So I got to cancel those.
I mean, do you mind?
No, I can do that. I can do that. I think it's 24. It's 24. I think it's 24-hour notice, Carla.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So will he be available at like 4?
Yeah.
I got him a baseball thing that I signed up for.
So you still want him to go to that?
Yeah, I really would like him to go to that.
Okay, so then I'll let her know that you'll pick her up at Michael up at 3:30.
That sounds great. Do you mind doing that?
No, not at all.
Hey, I told the story of my behavior at the end of the night last night. Would you like to add your two? I didn't give any details, any names, anything like that. I just mentioned that it was Happy Valley and that I got into an argument at the end of it with a
Well,
with
you
a
went,
guy.
See, the problem with you is you took us to the second location.
Exactly. We agree.
Wow.
I said
she nailed
that.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
I said that. Yeah.
And that should never have happened. Nobody wanted to go to the second location.
Well,
everybody wanted to go home.
Well, no, I did. I wanted to go.
Well, you did. Nobody else.
No, our host did, too.
I did.
No. They wanted to go home.
I wanted to go.
We all wanted to go home, Mike. You
what?
Have a problem.
No, it wasn't my idea, honey.
It wasn't?
No. You think I said, let's go across? No, I wouldn't do that. That's rude. You think too little of me, darling.
Okay, well, who brought up politics first?
The guy, I think, but I'm not sure because I'd had too much wine, so I don't know if I
brought it up. I was
going to
say, if he brought up...
Oh, did you say the F word?
She got close.
I said fudge.
Yeah, well, you it's
delicious.
It didn't come through.
Oh, sorry.
But I love you, and I hope... And we had a wonderful... I said we also had a wonderful time last night.
We did.
It was beautiful. And thank you for slaying the dragon.
Feel like hell today.
I know you do.
Feel like hell today.
I know.
Sound great, though, Carla. You sound great.
You do sound good, baby. You really do. You sound really wonderful. I love you, and I will pick Michael up at 3:30.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
So long.
It's Mrs. O'Mara.
You know, Mike,
I
think
get
that's
it.
Something. Hold it real quick. I think that's something new that happened quite by accident. Did you know your phone was going through your computer through the board?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure because the sound quality was dynamic.
Yeah, it was really good. The only thing we don't get is we can't have you. She can't be heard by you or Oscar.
Well, she doesn't listen to us anyway. So,
Mac,
it's no
do you know
deal.
How I'd fix that where I could actually. Have somebody heard?
There is a way. I don't know.
If it's, not, if it's overly complex, I don't want to deal with it.
It probably would be complex, but there is a way.
It requires 2 bottles of wine and some lobster mashed potatoes.
We have to take a break. Thank you very much. We've got a wonderful roundtable coming up with a complete with a audio aid at the very end of the program.
It's me, Vegas Matt, with my new phone hybrid.
Thanks so much. I'm glad you're all listening, everybody. I really appreciate that.
What a delight.
We'll be back on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm trying to cancel that. There we go.
It worked.
It worked. Very good. Hey, let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box. Just like us, you're going to love it. You see, spring cleaning is upon us. But there's one meaningful box you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. Preserve them for eternity. Legacy Box makes it easy. Simply load up your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. It's simple, affordable, and they take care of everything. Thanks to Legacy Box, I can look back to when my eyes sparkled with clarity and I wasn't wearing these damn braces. Oh, how I love to run. Check protecting your memories off your spring cleaning to-do list with Legacy Box. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer, everybody.
Look, it's the Kraken asking for an extra pour.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. We start today with Shaquille O'Neal. I love Shaq.
Yes.
I'm a massive Shaq fan. Have been for quite some time, ladies and gentlemen. Shaq went viral for supposedly hitting on Ice Spice. Mac, I don't have a picture of Ice Spice. If there's any chance at all you could bring up a photo of Ice Spice, that would be wonderful.
I know this, Mike. Ice Spice, not one of the Spice Girls.
No.
But a modern singer.
And apparently very attractive in the eyes of Shaquille O'Neal.
Indeed.
So Shaq went viral with what's described as a thirsty Instagram comment after the Super Bowl. If you recall, Shaq visited Taylor Swift's luxury suite during the game and took a picture with Taylor, Ice Spice, and some other people. And in the caption, he said that Ice is, quote, so damn fine. Yes. But now Shaq claims he wasn't making a play. He said on his podcast that he wanted to acknowledge Ice Spice and show her some respect because she was in the picture too, but all the buzz was about Shaq and Taylor. He added, quote, I don't feel like that. Just because I say hi doesn't mean I'm trying to slide into the DMs.
He's handling it like someone would do in eighth grade. I didn't say she was pretty.
That picture's almost like a Victorian era picture.
Yeah, she's
with
lovely.
That pose that she has there. So thank you, Max. Thanks for doing a great job today getting that stuff for me. BuzzFeed put together a list of some of the nastiest foods actors have had to eat while filming. So the next time you have to eat your sister-in-law's cooking, just pretend you're one of these actors. I got five highlights for you.
All right.
Rescue Dawn in 2006, pretty good movie. Christian Bale ate real maggots, real ones.
Why? You could do that with rice. Why would you make him eat real maggots? Gross.
Rice ain't going to squiggle around there, Robbie. It ain't going to wiggle. That's the problem.
Mike, shake the pot.
Batman Returns in 1992. Danny DeVito ate raw bluefish with a mix of mouthwash and spirulina. What is spirulina?
I have no idea. But that was, Mike, that was just
It's a type of algae. Ew. Danny DeVito was, remember as the penguin?
It was almost too disgusting.
It was nasty, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the, had Christopher Walken in it. That was a good movie. But Danny DeVito was so gross in it.
Blech. Vampire's Kiss in 1988, Nicolas Cage ate a cockroach and washed it down with whiskey.
Cucaracha.
Never saw that one. Number two, no. Game of Thrones, season one. Emilia Clarke eats a stallion heart that's actually solidified jam, and she said it tasted like bleach and raw pasta. She had to eat about 28 of them because they had to do that many takes, and she required a spit bucket.
Oh,
but God. By the way, Rob and I both require a spit bucket for every show that we do.
Speaking of Nicolas Cage, have you seen the movie where he's appearing in everybody's dreams?
No.
It's I think it's on Netflix right now,
mm-hmm.
and it is wild. He's great in it, by the way. I recommend it. It's pretty good.
And number one for the eating things, Night of the Living Dead, all the way back in 1968. The human remains that zombies feasted on in the movie were ham and sheep organs doused in chocolate syrup. If that doesn't make your breakfast come up, I don't know what will. Thank you.
When they're talking about the movies with the worst things people had to eat, that was exclusive of porn films, right?
That's you know what? That's gross.
That is. Mac, why are you writing those jokes?
All right. This is, you want to get me to go to see a movie?
Yeah.
You have a story like this. If you haven't seen Dune Part 2 yet, this might inspire you. Steven Spielberg calls it one of the most brilliant science fiction films he's ever seen. He recently sat down with director Denis Villeneuve and told him he's part of his short list of directors who are builders of worlds.
Wow.
Like George Lucas, Tim Burton, James Cameron, and others. There's a scene in the movie where Timothée Chalamet rides a sandworm for the very first time.
Look out.
He took his dirty pills today. Steven says it's one of the greatest things he's ever seen. I am so motivated to go see this movie now. Here's his quote. There is a desert-loving story. This is a desert-loving story, but for such a desert-loving film, there is such a yearning for water in this movie. For all the sand you have in this film, it's really about water. The sacred waters that are yearning for green meadows and the blue water of life. You film the desert to resemble an ocean, a sea. The sandworms were like sea serpents. You made the desert look like liquid. I am motivated to go see this movie.
If you go, make sure you get that bucket.
The spit bucket?
No, the popcorn bucket. Don't you remember?
Oh, the bucket. All right. Yeah, that's it. The bucket that looks like a...
Stop it. Yeah.
A pocket.
Yes.
Pee.
Shock jockery.
Anyway, would you say you feel older than your age? I did yesterday, man. I told you how bad I felt.
Yeah.
Do you feel older than your age?
I think physically? I'm getting to a point where I feel exactly 53 years old.
Well, if you feel older than or younger, it has to do with sleep. It has to do apparently with how much sleep you've gotten this week. A study found that two back-to-back nights of bad sleep, I certainly had one last night. I don't do
really. Oh well, yeah, because of the partay. Yeah.
Did you sleep when you were drinking? Did you have bad sleep?
I slept great.
Passed out.
Yeah, okay. Mike. When the body shuts down, you really bank some REM sleep.
The study found that back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older than we really are. I don't know how they get this, but they do it. They're scientists. They looked at the sleep patterns of over 400 people, asked each person how old they felt, and then they had a second group get 9 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours on another two nights.
I don't say this a lot on your news, but that's such nonsense from the word go. First of all, how can you determine how old you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that's... No, I think this is a flawed study.
Well, the average person felt 4.4 years older. I don't get it either. I think it's...
Mac, how old do you feel?
93.
See?
Thank you, Mac.
There you go.
So if you're 40, two nights in a row could make you feel like you're 50. But the good news is there's also a way to feel 35 again. When people got enough sleep every night for a full month, I have trouble getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah,
I might go to my doctor and get something to take. Like Elvis, you know.
Have you tried melatonin?
Yeah, but I have I'm all logy in the morning. I want something that's not going to make me wake up feeling bad.
Sadly, most sleep aids are filtered through your liver, so I can't take a sleep aid anymore.
Well, that's okay.
Thank you, Mike.
That's the important thing. It'll make you feel an average if you get a month of sleep, 5 years younger than you really are, whether you believe it or not.
Okay, I feel like I'm 45 today. How about that?
All right, very good. Thank you. New poll found the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. That's not good. 10.5 work days, or just over 2 weeks' worth. The top reason we do it is we'd rather power through and not have people think we're just being dramatic. Mac doesn't feel that way. If he's sick, he doesn't come in, right?
No, and he loves talking about it.
Mac?
I do.
I mean, you take care of yourself that, right? Because, I mean, it's relevant to your condition, correct?
Correct.
You can't do that because you might get sicker than you already are. That sounded weird.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, if I get sick, it's typically one day and I'm back to normal. Like, not, I can sometimes work, but sometimes it's just fatigue, as in, like, it's hard for me to even stand up.
Do you skip out on friends more when you're sick than work?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. Everybody does it. Said. The survey says we're more likely to skip out on friends when we're sick. The average person misses 17 social events a year because 17?
Who has 17 social events to turn down?
Not me anymore.
No.
Sure.
But you know, it also comes to our past in radio, Mike. We didn't really have the option to call in sick many times.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't.
Well, we didn't feel like we did. Yeah. Pressure was put on us. Mm-hmm. Big buckets of pressure. And it sucked.
I can't remember where it came from, but I don't either. I remember the pressure.
Forget it. That person can take every friggin' thing. Anyway, finally today, 7-Eleven.
So much
snow. 7-Eleven announced a new sparkling water that tastes like hot dogs. A photo of the can is circulating on social media. It's supposed to taste like one of their Big Bites, but in carbonated liquid form. The press release said they partnered with a brand called Miracle Seltzer in four flavors: lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog. They're calling it a daring flavor that pushes the boundaries of flavor innovation and something that's sure to delight even the most adventurous of palates. So, have we really fallen that far as a society, or could this possibly be a ruse? They say the three other flavors are available now, but there will be more details on the hot dog flavor coming next Monday, which happens to be April Fool's Day.
Mike, so, it is the season. Beware. Beware of the ruse.
Yes, so it just might be a very funny joke that they're playing. Really funny. Laugh at that. Laugh at that funny joke, okay? Yeah. Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Best Money laugh pit. Ever.
Yeah. Long time ago. We'll take a break. And
I would drink that soda. How about that?
I wouldn't. Oh, God, you can have it. If it's real, bring it in. We'll have a taste test. That'll
it
be
ain't
fine.
Real. It's a joke.
We'll come back in a second here. A few words about our TMOS store, the Baltimore situation, and a Rob concert update.
Yay!
Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. You can purchase it online, or you can it purchase online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Did you get enough sleep last night?
Just plenty.
That's how you wrote it, you know. Did you know that? I was making a joke about it. You can it purchase online.
Well, you can purchase online it.
Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months or so, thanks to Nutrafol. Oscar is seeing thicker hair, and he has a sickness for the thickness. Look out, Fabio.
Oh, he looks like him now. It's great.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommend. Let me try that again. Hey, late night. Dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. For a limited time, Nutrafol offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/TMOS, /men rather. Promo code TMOS. Get that right out to them. I'm sure they will be thrilled to death. Let's get an update on your situation. Rob was someone reached out to Rob, invited him to go to a free concert, and Rob jumped at the opportunity. Then we said, Rob, you haven't even vetted the guy. Then when Rob tried to vet the guy yesterday, there was no return email. What is the status of that right now?
Got an email, phone number, name, and address, and an occupation. He is a government employee. I will not give his name, but it is valid. It did
is
check
he aware out. Of the ball busting we've been doing?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
That's a good
thing. Quote from his email, he says, he is not on Facebook, which is why I could not find him. Okay. And he says, extreme vetting, ha, don't listen to Mike and Oscar.
Thank you.
And so we are actually going to meet up on Saturday at Jimmy's, a nice neutral location, because he lives in Herndon, and I will get to know the guy a little bit. So, yeah, it's going to happen, and if I'm going to be murdered, it won't happen till the night of the concert, because who's going to murder me? Oh, hi, Paul.
You might be wondering why after the concert you've ended up in this basement.
I am.
What I want you to do, you'll notice that your right leg is attached to a bear trap.
Yes.
You have a choice to make, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Do you want to have the bear trap sever your foot, or you could tell the story of, I don't know, I'm just riffing. I've run out of ideas. I don't know what the, you know what my name is?
What's that?
Jigsaw.
No, your name is Paul.
Paul. Paul. Hey, Paul.
Paul. Paul Jigsaw.
Right, so that's it.
And you know what? We asked a little bit about me. He loves ELO, mentioned an album he used to have. Seems pretty genuine guy and a nice guy. So I'll let you know more on Monday. And so there's that. And the tickets, by the way, they're fantastic. So excited to see.
And what is the show again?
Jeff Lynne's farewell tour of ELO. And it's going to hit the, it's in September and it's at the, Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C.
What if you go to a show and he starts laughing in the middle of the show? What if that happens?
I'd say, dude, chill it. Chill it. But, I'll have more info after I lay eyes on the guy. But he seems pretty good.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he reached out. I'm glad you're going to the show, and I look forward to hearing about it. And
it'll be a good show.
They're doing what? Well, isn't it some specialty concert where they're doing a particular number of songs? I think there's an album. They're playing the album or something like. They're doing all the songs from a particular. I think
I didn't see that when I watched the.
Okay, maybe it's stupid just the ELO final
so
tour.
So stupid that concerts have trailers now. But it appears to be one of his big. You know, in the 70s, ELO was known for having a spaceship on the stage.
Yeah,
it's going to be an over the top presentation like that, and his final.
They were
tour.
One of the very first concerts where. People would go for the music, but they were really into, I believe, and this is really tapping my memory banks,
yeah.
Like a laser show they would have, right? Weren't
it
they
was
one of the
huge.
First ones to
it
do that?
It was very huge and very visually oriented.
And people talked about the music, but there were more people talking about the stage show that they did.
Yeah, but also he was, one of his tours, Jeff Lynne was accused, and I don't know how it resolved, that they played to track all night because two consecutive nights in the same city, the playlist and the ad libs and the length of the concert were identical. So
oh, that's not funny. I took the effort to get it today. So I'm
Jeff Lynne is a he is an amazing musician. So I just look forward to seeing it, especially if it is, as they say, the last tour. It's a bucket list tour for me. So
well, it's nice that your friend delivered on that. And speaking of delivery, we have to mention our TMOS store. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am that the hats have started arriving on people's doorsteps.
People look so happy.
Folks, you know, share the wealth. Show yourself. Take a picture yourself with your TMOS hat. This is something that will enhance our brand. And when you do, put a link to our show up there. That would be really appreciated because that's a great way to get the word out for the show. One of the reasons we sell these hats, these TMOS hats, is to do that. It's called branding. You know what it is. And
sure.
We really, really, it was just really nice to see these hats getting out to the West Coast already. And, you know, we sold them less than a week ago. So it's exciting to me that we have somebody running that store.
As
my wife, who's doing a great job.
As someone who has dealt with fulfillment in the past,
yes.
Her job is remarkable. The speed of the turnaround and the efficiency. I can do nothing but tip my cap to her.
There are no Oompa Loompas involved in this. This is Mrs. O'Mara and yours truly gathering up these hats, and really not me at all. I signed a few of them. That was about it.
How's your hand from all the signatures?
Oh, the machine worked really well. The auto pen. The auto pen worked really, really well on that. When we say auto pen, ladies and gentlemen, we used to work a long time ago with G. Gordon Liddy, and G. Gordon Liddy, God rest his soul, maybe. He had an auto pen that would sign signatures for his 8x10 glossies.
Huge apparatus. Mm-hmm. Probably a 5x5 foot table that ran Mike.
Yeah, it looked like something Thomas Jefferson might have invented. You know, have you ever been to Monticello? Have you ever been to the home of Thomas Jefferson?
I've never been to Monticello. I'd love to go there because TJ is one of my faves.
Not only a founding father, all right? And mm-hmm. not only an incredible government figure, monument to him in the nation's capital. Thomas mm-hmm. Jefferson was quite the inventor and was an amateur inventor. I don't even want to think you'd call him an amateur. He has a device in his office in Monticello where he, with a real tiny little kind of a bunk bed set up there because he would sleep in his, he worked so much he slept in his office a lot. Mm-hmm. And he, at his desk is a, it's a device that would clamp onto his writing hand and then go to another pen.
Yes, I've seen this.
So that he would be kind of the first copier,
yeah,
where he would write, and you would get two copies when you would write one particular letter. And it was, yeah, kind of fascinating.
He also invented the swivel chair.
Did he really?
And, yeah, because he wanted to stay in light so he could work into the night. And also, Mike, one of his most underappreciated inventions was he invented the Dune popcorn bucket.
Rob's a little obsessed with that. Mac, do you know what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the pictures. It's okay. Disturbing.
You've seen the pictures. Yeah, you have a, one.
Yeah, don't stack them.
I did not
Mac, have
get
you
one.
Seen Dune 2?
Oh, yeah.
And? Thumbs up?
Yeah, fantastic.
Did you review it on the show?
I did.
Okay,
I gave it a
that.
4
sorry,
out of 5.
I forgot. Yeah. All right.
He gave it 4 popcorn buckets.
4 popcorn buckets. And did you take the popcorn bucket home?
They were sold out.
Of course they were. Of course that.
Don't you just have one more hiding in the back somewhere?
Can I ask, cuz I'm a glass half empty guy, sometimes how come not the fifth star? Can you tell me why?
What's that?
The fifth star. You didn't
yeah, why not
full,
5 star?
Oh, throbbing 5 popcorn boxes.
It was long. And very complicated, with a lot of characters that weren't that it was hard to keep track of sometimes.
Is Zendaya hot in it?
Sure. They wear a lot of clothes because it is a desert.
I didn't want a porno, Mac. I'm just saying if she looks good in the movie.
Did you like all of the hardcore sex?
Yes,
Mac?
Her face looks very good.
Good. So anyway.
He might be more awkward with sex than me, Mike.
That's a little odd. Thanks, Mac. Appreciate it. Hey, as far as... No, hold on.
Oh,
hold on.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were ready.
One more
go.
Thing, because I teased 3 things here. Baltimore, I wanted to ask you guys up there in the area, because, you know, after a national story breaks, it doesn't become top of mind. But for the people up there in Baltimore... you know, after the dust settles, and we talked about the Port Authority worker that had people on either end of the bridge that were able to stop traffic, which saved lives, just amazing. And then the sadness of the workers on the bridge that unfortunately lost their lives. A couple of things. I did a dive on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And, you know, it's one thing to see that collapse from that long shot. But when you get a look at what that bridge looked like, say, driving up to it,
yeah,
it's stunningly large. It's massive structure. It really is. You don't get a sense of that with some of the videos that have gone out there.
One thing that has been really, for lack of a better word, touching for me is people in Baltimore. I can think of a few of our listeners. Fred Nelson, who plays the king at the... Renaissance Festival, is a big fan and a nice, nice guy. Sharon Bailey and other people that are native to the Baltimore area, they've been digging out pictures where you can see the bridge in the background, or this is the last picture I have of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. And you really realize that it is part of the landscape of the city, and it means so much to these people. And that's really, I mean... Obviously, the death and destruction and the financial burden that this brings up is horrifying. But the fact that it is an emotional thing for people to see it gone, the only thing I can sort of compare it to is when the Trade Center was gone.
Well, when we came out, that's when we all got emotional, when we came out of the Lincoln Tunnel and looked mm-hmm. back and the skyline was gone that we had remembered for years and years and years. Well, you know, the main landmark, for those of you that don't know anything about New York City, forever, it seemed like, was the Twin Towers. That's how you, hey, New York City, there it is.
Here
look at the towers. That's the first thing you would see. A landmark in Baltimore, too. Have there been any news stories about what the impact of the traffic is? Are they, you know, I would imagine the Harbor Tunnel is just nuts right now, right?
It is. They're vague about it because I watch DC News. You know, I watch the DC news. They don't do Baltimore traffic, but they do mention that it is just slammed, and they don't.
If you're coming up the corridor, that's 95. That's you know, your option, but you might want to go around Baltimore, which is doable when you're coming up.
But there. I'm thinking that, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, that the main reason, one of the main reasons they built the Key Bridge was to alleviate some of the pressure on the Harbor Tunnel, because I mean, it is. That was the one way, the 95 North route or south, was to go through the Harbor Tunnel.
Yeah, and if you're wondering the, you know, the geographics up there, the Harbor Tunnel is inside of the Key Bridge. The 695 is outside
in the city.
Of the Harbor Tunnel. And, you know, just our thoughts and our hearts go to the people up in Baltimore. And what a tough thing. And I get and back to the Port Authority guy, though. Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, years. Absolutely.
Years and years rebuilt. Of trying to figure it out. They've I read that they've moved almost all of the cruises to Norfolk. So they can, you know, continue to do that.
Well, that's my priority. You know, those cruise ship people, we want to make sure they're happy. Who cares about United States commerce, Rob? Let's make sure the cruises are doing it, right?
That's what we care about. It was something that was brought up, and I just wanted to bring it up.
I know.
They say that right now they're in a recovery mode, no longer a rescue mode, of course, but there is so much debris and metal from the bridge that it's not safe, especially with the temperature of the water. So they're even having to scale back the recovery, which is so tragic for anyone that wants information for loved ones or people that perished. It's not physically possible right now.
But the good news out of this, that you always look for some good news, the cruises have been moved to Norfolk, Virginia.
That's right.
In that, if you were departing Baltimore, you will now be departing out of Southern Virginia. And to make up for that inconvenience, now they've implemented what is referred to as the SPIWAC rule, where in the main fancy dining room, sandals, open-toed sandals will be
And I say it's about time. If you have any questions about your departure or your port, call me at home.
Mr. SPIWAC, you cannot come into the dining room with those on your feet.
We have some rental shoes for you. They're awfully stiff.
We'll be right back. You, ladies and gentlemen, more transportation news when we return right here on the Michael Merritt Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Fuel your peak performance with 4 Wellness, the ultimate functional food brand. 4 Wellness was founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. Dave Phillips? It's a game-changing performance coffee supplement. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus, reduced caffeine jitters, increased collagen, and fat-burning support. 4 Wellness makes it easy to integrate high-quality functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose?
Exactly.
Unleash your full potential with 4 Wellness, because your body and mind deserve the best. If you drink coffee, it's time to give 4 Wellness a try. Head to 4wellness.com/TMOS. Use the code TMOS for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know we sent you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. Always excited when there's big transportation news when it comes to the airlines. And one of Rob and my favorite airlines, Frontier Airlines.
It's great.
Sure. tell us about what's going on with Frontier.
Mike, they're revolutionizing travel.
How so?
Last week, they added a seating option called Upfront Plus, where you can pay extra to make sure no one gets the middle seat next to you. And it's not as much as buying two seats. It's less money than purchasing the second seat, but you can pay this fee and then you don't have to fight over the armrest and you can manspread all day. Manspread for days, as Oscar would say.
All right, let me tell you immediately, and you're a grifter, so you know exactly what this is.
Right.
This is not going to be available unless a flight is underbooked, which is very rare. And what they are trying to do is make you pay for something that already exists. That's what they're doing.
It's so beautiful when we think the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I thought immediately, right?
They're selling something that you don't have to buy. But if you want that extra space, you're kind of improving your chances of not having a middle seat next to you. And right now, the introductory
You're doing more than that. You're actually, when you book.
Yeah.
I mean, this can't be a last minute thing, can it? Is it a last minute deal or can you in advance do it?
It says right now they're doing a soft rollout through April 10th to April 30th, $49 each way on top of your normal ticket price.
It's a ripoff.
And it's really based on demand, they say. But you know what? I think airlines have some sort of, I'm sure they have the
algorithm,
the ability to know what flights are going to sell out and what ones aren't.
Yeah, I think they're, if you're on a route that is traditionally lighter in travel, they're just trying to up the bottom line on that particular thing. If it's something that you are a maniac about, where you just hate the idea, I will tell you the worst experience I have ever had on a flight. The flight was fully boarded, and I considered it nothing short of a miracle that I had an empty seat in the three seats that were on my side of the plane. I thought it was a miracle. And then one by one, people started coming out. And then finally he said, that's it. That's it. We're all done here. And then one last dude, and it was a pilot. I guess they call it deadheading, where he gets a free ticket to his next destination. And this guy is well north of three bills. I mean, he is a big man. He is a round pilot that, not a tall guy,
but a fat guy.
Oh, I see this giant round pilot waddling down the aisle. I'm like, no, please. Because that's back when I was a round disc jockey at that particular time. And this guy plunks down next to me. I've told this story before on the show. And he sits down next to me. And immediately I'm just pressed up against the window. I have my window seat, and the dude falls asleep before we even took off. He falls asleep as we are taxiing out to the runway. And he slept until we were taxiing back. It's like the guy knows exactly how to do that to get his extra shut eye. Well, I couldn't, because I was squished in like a sardine, but I still wouldn't have paid the $49 or $50.
Yeah, you would have. In that case, if you had known the situation, you would have paid the $49. Yeah, yeah.
I would have held a $100 bill up in the air and said, "Flight attendant, take this, please. Take this off my hands. I would appreciate that." But
he didn't wake up for free peanuts or pretzels.
No, it was an unpleasant flight. But Frontier, Rob and I remember, because we flew backwards first time on Frontier Airlines. Which do they still do that? Do they still have seats facing each other in the middle of the plane?
It seemed like such a great idea, but then if you consider the fact that all of the force and thrust that is needed to make a plane take off normally pushes you back in your seat. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it was pushing our round DJ bodies into the seatbelt, and it almost killed us.
It's all fun until somebody projectile vomits. Then it's a rough
situation. It's even more fun.
Yeah, we certainly had enough alcohol. That was another morning after that we had after that particular flight with that. And last thing before we go to break here, Wendy's delivery. What is the update on Wendy's delivering their fast food that I do not care for?
Well, you see, and you know, I am a Wendy's guy, so there's that. It's but nasty. Wendy's in the state of Virginia has started to deliver fast food by drone. I hate the idea. I mean, don't you think that if you're going to, I mean, the beauty of a drive-thru is you get it hot and ready and in your car. And if you're doing a drive, it's not only not close, it's flying through the air at upper altitudes where it's going to be colder anyway, and the wind is blowing through your meal. How can that be good for the quality of the delivery?
Well, fast food bites, if you're having anything fried, like French fries, it's not going to be good. I mean, that's just not the type of delivery food that you get. You deliver a pizza. You don't deliver French fries because they get nasty and soggy, you know. Mm-hmm. And all I care about whenever you talk about Wendy's is the fact that they're chili. That for a long time we were on Weight Watchers, and the Wendy's chili was some amount of points that Carla liked, so we ate a lot of it until I saw the story about the fact that they use the leftover leavings for the hamburgers.
Yeah, yes, it's chili. Yesterday's square burger it's makes so today's nasty. Chili it's delicious.
So nasty.
And Mike, if you find someone who's eating that chili, make sure you pay $49 to not sit next to them.
Right. Oh, the pilot did that too. The pilot had some chili.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, I smelled it from the day before. Anyway,
good for you.
We'll take a little break. We'll come back with the flip side. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Shut a Whoa, Whoa, Do, Do, Whoa, 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 Do, Whoa, Whoa.
More chili, Mike?
No, Wendy's chili. Yeah. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? I know you are. Let's go, DermGlowSkin.com. It's the ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Take a look at it. Go ahead.
Look at this guy.
There you go. Look.
Beauteous. He's swimming in that shirt.
There it is.
And that used to be one of your tight muscle shirts.
There you go.
Yep. Look at that.
How about that?
Flex,
huh?
Baby.
Just anyway, all you have to do is take a quick quiz on the website, discover if you qualify. Then experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. A lot of people are doing this. You're seeing them. You're out there. You want to do it. And if you're tired of waiting due to low stocks and you're having trouble finding a clinic or a doctor that will get you this stuff, DermGlow ensures you're connected, well-supplied doctors, eliminating delays. People have rave reviews. Listen to some of them. It's a game changer, one person says. Another person says 5 stars all the way. It's like finding the cure to the common cold. It's amazing. Another one says, thanks for your affiliation with Chiral. I am so happy. 45 pounds down and feeling so healthy. I feel like myself again. I still have a few LBs to go, but I'm on my way and I'm able to do it. Your future awaits you, ladies and gentlemen. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. Click on the weight loss button and start the best journey. And I'm here to tell you, I've been on it. It's the best journey you'll ever go on. With DermGlow, you can do it. DermGlowSkin.com.
Hello.
Ah, the joys of being a fiancé, Mike.
Yes, love is in the air. Yes, really, Arthur. Yes,
and then there's the bachelor party, where sometimes things can go down that aren't that great. Who knows? You know, it depends on the guy, depends on his friends, depends on the situation.
So interesting your terminology there. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, it's just, you know, it's
just keep moving on. Just move on. Don't worry about it. You don't have to say anything.
Sometimes
what went down?
Stop it, right, Mike. Sometimes when you do a bachelor party, it's like a destination trip. It can be a whole weekend. This, I think, is the world's luckiest fiance. And I'll tell you why. He comes off looking like a prince, but I have a theory.
If your name is Sam and your fiance's name is Luke and he is currently in Charleston, South Carolina for his bachelor party and he was at a bar on King Street called Uptown Social tonight on Friday, March 22nd, I just want you to know that that man loves you so much and he could not stop gushing about you and how you are the love of his life and the most beautiful person he has ever met and how he's the luckiest man in the entire world. And he loves you so much and I wish you too all the happiness in the world. Also, he has to take a selfie with my group and so here is me and all my friends and Luke. And we are so happy for you. That man loves you and I love that for you. Wishing you two all the best and congratulations.
Rob, you look like you've eaten some bad chowder. Why are you looking so negatively at this video?
Because here's what I think would
happen. Oh, no, I know. You think the worst, don't you?
He got that picture, that selfie with the group, and he said, oh, this is going to go on social. This isn't going to look good. So he gets the lady that we just saw, and he bangs her. And then gives her $100 to post the video that says he didn't bang her. I think he just bought an insurance. That's the $49. No, Mike.
You are a monster.
What girl cares enough about the fiance that she's going to post on social media that he's a good guy?
You know, because you're a guy and I'm a guy. We got a little hinky right at the beginning. She is an attractive girl.
Yes.
And she seems very gregarious. But no one will ever know, probably. You know.
I know. I know anything I need to know already.
Well, maybe it's just the truth. Did you ever think about that? How did they teach you that here? Did you ever think that maybe...
The only way I might be wrong is that if she did it for $50 and not $100.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Mike, one of your favorite shows is coming back to television as a cartoon. It is produced by Norman Lear and also Seth MacFarlane, and it is The Modern Adventures of the Evans Family. As I believe, let me check the
Good
date here.
Times.
Yes, April 12th. Good Times is coming back to Netflix, and I'm just
why
so excited.
That one. Of it makes all me want to shows,
Mike. It makes me want to say,
"Damn, damn, damn!"
I have important news.
Let me guess. The state called, and they want to cut you a disability check for your face.
Hold up. You can get paid for that?
This is from a fool who stares at his orange juice every morning.
Great.
It says concentrate on the box. Who the dummy now? Me for not wearing a condom.
It's great. It looks great, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, it looks amazing. I am not an animated series guy.
Okay, kill it, Mac. Kill it, Mac. But it does look so good.
I might just dive right into that. It looks fabulous. It looks like it might be a smash hit. Don't you agree?
I love it. The only thing that worries me is the Seth MacFarlane the way that he's in it and producing it. One of the characters is a baby that sells drugs. I don't think we need that character. Mike, don't you dare laugh at that.
You don't like Seth MacFarlane.
I don't.
I know that.
He goes for the easy joke always.
Well, but I also agree with you to a certain extent. But one thing you can't argue with, the man knows funny. The man knows how to be funny, and that just looks like... it translates. As soon as I saw that, the first thing that went through my mind...
The artwork is beautiful.
The artwork and how well that particular sitcom translates to animation.
I agree.
Because, I mean, Good Times of all the sitcoms of its day, Good Times was the most cartoony of all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's great.
I'll be watching it. Take a look. So that's April 12th. And let's close with a dog, Mike.
Okay.
I know you like puppies.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Tomorrow I'll talk about dogs. Okay, good. Because there's... dog news in the O'Mara household.
The song I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie.
Yeah, they did it live at the Oscars, right?
Didn't yeah, well, I mean, you don't, yeah, you don't, Globes? You don't have to be a beautiful blonde haired guy to sing it. You can be a puppy, but I don't know. I think he's a little pitchy dog. I'm just Ken. So this is the performance from the Oscars. Is it my destiny? Die in life of blood for charity. Now the dog.
I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here. Stop embarrassing me again. You're getting me in trouble.
That is
Mike,
a 10.
That's the hit single that's called I'm Just Dog.
That
and
is
that's
a
all I have for you
10.
Today.
Fantastic. Anyway, great show, fellas. Mac, my sympathy. Mac
has lost a family member.
Your uncle passed, and we are so sorry for you. Please pass that along to your family from all of us here at the Mike O'Mara Show. And hang in there, pal. We love you. We will take a break, and then perhaps Oscar, perhaps not. But Rob and I will be back with a bonus show tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Mike McIntosh, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, and also ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Be gone before you know it. You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
So what do I want to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
What do I do?